Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
This is Matt Miller, and I'm filling in for Chris Wild, who's getting a few days off. And with me for today's enjoyable program is Francis Ball. Francis, I'm glad you could be here for today's life study.
I'm more than glad to be in this one. I like particularly this matter of the enjoyment of the Jubilee.
Francis, the preaching of the gospel is the sounding out, the trumpeting of the Jubilee, the good news. And yesterday I used an example of the famous Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, which has Leviticus 25:10 inscribed on it, which is the verse related to the Jubilee in Leviticus, which says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." In the United States, this picture of the Jubilee was used for freedom in this country, and I was thinking of the famous quote, which was, "Let freedom ring." Concerning the real meaning of the Jubilee, the sounding or trumpeting of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we really need to let freedom ring, or be trumpeted, or be sounded forth, don't we, Francis?
Yes, we do. This is really a marvelous introduction to a wonderful message about the Jubilee. The Jubilee as our enjoyment is something that I think most people have not realized. Many, many Christians have not realized what a wonderful thing it was when they believed the gospel. The trumpeting out of the gospel got into them and brought them into a liberty they never knew before.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Well, before we join Witness Lee for our first portion today, I'd like to let our listeners know that Witness Lee actually wrote a book entitled The Jubilee. Today is our third program on the Jubilee. We're going to have 5 total. Let's go on to Witness Lee and see an illustration from Luke 15 of the Jubilee.
The gospel preaching is the Jubilee. The Jubilee is a sounding, a trumpeting, a shouting. Shouting of what? Shouting of the glad tidings, the good news. And the good news is that now we come back to our lost possession. We return to our inheritance. And also, we are free, freed from the slavery, from any kind of bondage. We have to proclaim this in the gospel preaching. We have to sound the trumpet of Jubilee. The 2 main blessings of the Jubilee is, number 1, to return to the lost possession and to be set free from the slavery. As a man created by God, we all have left our possession. Just like the prodigal son, he left the father's house where his possession was. When he left his father, he left the father's house, and he left also his inheritance. When we left God, we left our possessions. Now, it is not that our possessions has to come back to us, but that we have to come back to the possessions which we left. Now in the Jubilee, we return back to the possession, number 1. And number 2, surely we have lost ourselves. We have sold ourselves. So our soul has to be set free. You were a kind prodigal son. You were away from the Father. You were away from the Father's house, that means from your household. As you were away from the Father and the Father's house, surely you were away from the inheritance. Now you need to come back or to return to the Father, to the Father's house, that means to your household, and also to your possession. Luke 15 is a good illustration of the real Jubilee.
Francis, I really agree with Witness Lee here that Luke 15 is a good picture of the Jubilee. The first main blessing of the Jubilee is that we could be returned to our lost possessions, and who is a better picture of that than the prodigal son? Francis, could you bring our listeners a little bit more into this picture?
Well, this is a marvelous picture, and I feel like this is the best presentation of the man Savior's salvation pictured in the prodigal son, probably than any of the other cases that we have in the book of Luke. A lot of cases are there because the man Savior is the topic of the Gospel of Luke, and everywhere we see him as a man, of course, he's God, but as a man, he's shown himself here so much in relation to others to bring us into such a wonderful salvation. And this matter of the prodigal son, we see the one who really left his possessions. You know, in the Bible, we are pictured as a container, both in Genesis and in Romans. All of us who were created by God, human beings, we are a container. And our content is our possession. And God was given to man. When God created man, God gave himself to man as his possession. But man, through Adam and through all of us, we left our possession. It's not that we lost it, we left it. So this is a real story of a case where we've been away from God, we've been away from God's family, been away from the house of God. We've just been lost, and we have no enjoyment of our possession. But the prodigal son is a good picture because he was the one who left. It wasn't that the father left him or something was taken away from him. He left all the inheritance that he had. He took what he thought would be profitable to him for the moment, and he left with it and squandered it away. Then he had nothing left. Even he came to the point where he was willing to eat hog food.
Mm.
And then he finally realized that even his father's house had more better condition for his workers, for his servants, than he could have. So he decided he would go home. When he got there, he didn't get a chance to do his repentant speech to his father. But his father just grabbed him and took him and loved him, received him. And we have to see in that also there was a lot of preparation with what the son did to bring him to the father and what the spirit did to reveal to him what his need was. But when he came, the father received him. But the father didn't receive him in himself. But he said, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. And that robe is really Christ as our righteousness. And that's a real jubilee. To be clothed with Christ and to be received by the Father is a marvelous, marvelous freedom. There's lots more here. I think we need to hear from Brother Lee some more what's in this parable. But I think this is the outstanding parable in the Gospel of Luke.
Luke 15 is probably the high point of the whole Gospel of Luke. In Luke 15, you have those three pictures in addition to the prodigal son with the father. You see the son there as the shepherd going out to seek the one lost sheep. And you also see the spirit there searching for the lost coin. So the spirit searched us out, the son sought us out, and here the father is receiving us into our possession and giving us our possession back.
All right.
What a wonderful picture.
Sometimes we think we're the ones that came back, but actually we were brought back to our possession. And our possession is God himself.
Wonderful. You know, we're going to talk more about this matter of God being our possession in this next session. So I'd like to read a couple of verses from Psalms. Psalms 90, verse 1 says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And Psalm 16, 5 says, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Let's rejoin Witness Lee and see how God intends to be man's portion and man's possession.
Man's possession is just God. Man was made a vessel to contain God. Based upon Genesis 1:26 and Romans 9, man was created vessels to contain God. That God met, fill man, and express himself through man. If man does not possess God, man has no possession. Man remains as an empty vessel. God intended to be man's possession. We know, physically speaking, if we have the possession, we have the land for food, and we have the house for lodging. You need something for your eating, and you need something for your dwelling. You need to eat something, and you need to dwell in a house. House and land, land and house, are the basic necessities in man's living. The Old Testament tells us clearly, God is our land. God is our land. You know, eventually, what God gave to his chosen people, the children of Israel, well, just a good land. A good land flowing with milk and honey. For what? For the eating. Then Psalm 90, verse 1 tells us that God is our dwelling place. Even in the Old Testament, we are told God was his chosen people's dwelling place. God is our land. God is our house. You have Psalm 16, verse 5, telling you that the Lord is your inheritance, and the Lord is your portion of your cup. The Lord is your possession in two ways, in the way for your eating and in the way for your dwelling. He is your good land and he is your lodging. So we have to return to our possession, that means to our land. And we have to return to our family, that means to our house. And our land is just God himself. And our house is all God himself. God intended to be man's possession, for man's eating and for man's lodging.
Eating and having a place to stay are really the basic necessities for all of mankind. Francis, God wants to meet us in a very practical way, to become our lodging, to become our food. And I really hope that we're able today to communicate this message to everyone who's tuned in. I believe there's a lot of people out here listening that really have a need for God to meet them right where they are.
I do too, Matt, because this is really the crucial thing. Of all the needs that man has, these are the basic: to have something to eat and to have a place to live. And that answer for our need comes as a jubilee. It comes as a liberation and a return to our possessions. Man lost his possessions when he fell, but the Lord Jesus Christ has made a way by being the Good Shepherd and the Lamb of God. He's made a way for us to be brought back to our possessions. And the main thing in our possessions are these two. He gave us the good land, and he gives us a dwelling place. He becomes the good land to us, and he becomes the dwelling place. Brother Lee has given some messages on this that make it so clear that he's everything for us to absorb, to take in, to be our content. So he's the good land. And if we labor on this good land, we get all the supply for our need. Our hunger gets satisfied, and also we're brought back to our family. That is, we're brought back to our dwelling place, to God's house. And these two things really are key to our enjoying the Jubilee: to have food to eat, which spiritually speaking is Christ himself, and to have a place to live, which is really God's house, the church. So I'm reminded of that verse in Ephesians that says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Christ is our good land, and the church is our dwelling place. I hope people could see this. If you're hungry and lonesome, you have Christ to eat. And if you you need company, you have the church life to be your dwelling place. And both are Christ.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, I believe, who are surrounded by people, yet they're still lonely. They have a lot of food on their table, yet they're still hungry.
Yeah.
They have a nice house to live in, yet they feel like they don't have a real lodging. That's because they're without God. And I just pray today that if there's anyone out there driving down the road in their house listening who has that sense that they are without God, that right now, through this radio program, they would be brought to God, that they wouldn't leave after hearing this program feeling that they're without God. God really wants to be everything to us.
He's so willing to receive us that we come to Him in our hunger and in our rags and in our dejection and our repentance because we left Him. We left our Father's house. We left our possessions. We turned away. But now, through the Spirit's work within us and through the Son's work on the cross, we're brought back. And the Father is so anxious to receive us that He puts a robe of righteousness on us. He clothes us with Christ and Christ's righteousness. And also He puts shoes on our feet. He puts a ring on our hand to show us that He accepts us and He makes us one with Him. And then He says, now it's time to eat. The fatted calf has been slain. I don't want you coming back here trying to work for me. You belong in this house. This is your family, and we're going to eat and enjoy.
What a wonderful picture of God's salvation.
Amen.
I really hope that freedom will ring.
Amen.
And a lot of people hear this trumpeting today. But we better go on, Francis. Let's go on to the last portion here of Witness Lee.
Before you got saved, you didn't have God. You live on this earth without God because you left God. But in the New Testament Jubilee, we all have been returned. But actually, it is not that we return to God. In New Testament time, when the Jubilee came, it was not we that returned to God. It was that God returned us all to the possession. Not you returned when you were saved, but God returned you. He returned you. When we go out to preach the gospel, we preach gospel in the way of Jubilee.
Amen.
Telling people, God, Mr. So-and-so, is your possession. But you left Him. Now, He wants to return you back to Him. Would you let Him do it? He would bring you back to Him by putting you into Christ, the best 747.
Amen.
Would you be willing to board? Now the boarding time. The big 747 prepared there to return you to God. Would you be willing to board? If you say, yes, hey, you are in the big 747. Many of us were like this, right? At the time we heard the gospel, we prayed, and we expressed our willingness to take the plane. You got on, you got boarded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we are back.
Amen.
Back to what? Back to God. Back to our family.
Amen.
Just like prodigal son. He came back to the Father, to his family, and here he enjoyed the Father as his portion. He enjoyed the possession. He enjoyed the inheritance. And he enjoyed the family life.
Francis, there's so much to say and so little time to say it, so I'm going to hand you the silver trumpet and let you sound out the good news.
This is good news, Matt. I tell you, I don't think I've ever heard the gospel so marvelously put. I would just encourage any people out there to get off of your broken tricycle and get on this 747.
Amen.
It will take you where you need to be, take you back to God. Oh, what we did when we left God was a shame, but to be brought back in so such a glorious way is such a blessing. This is the blessing of the Jubilee. So I would say to all the listeners, have a glorious Jubilee. You're brought back to God. You're brought back to God's family. So we just love to let you know that this is the Jubilee and this is the blessings of the Jubilee, to be brought back to God and be brought back to His family.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. Francis, let's dwell for a minute on this matter of being brought back to our possessions and this matter of being brought back to our home. God is our possessions, and our home is really the church, His house. Can you say a little bit more about this before we close today?
Well, I think we could add to this, Matt, that God's intention is to be man's possession. That means that man is a vessel, and man's possession as a vessel is like any vessel that has a content. That content is the possession of that vessel. So God is our possession, and we left Him, but we've been brought back to Him now. And I hope everyone listening is among those who are being brought back to Him, because this is God's intention to make this vessel full of God. And the way to be full of anything, the best way is to eat it. And so we have the land. Christ is our good land for us to feed on. Even the Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that eats me, even he shall live because of me. So that means that Christ is our good land. He is a source for our food. For us to eat him is the best way to be brought back to our possessions and enjoy the possession that we have. And not only that, but we're also brought out of slavery. We were enslaved by giving ourselves. We not only left our possession, but we were brought into slavery. But this Jubilee brings us out of that slavery and releases us from the bondage of slavery and brings us to the real enjoyment of dwelling in God's family. So these two things are so precious for every believer. We should realize that this Jubilee is inclusive to meet two basic needs of man, to have him as our food and our enjoyment, and to have him as our dwelling place. These two things are what occupies nearly every book in the Bible. It shows us all the ways that God wants to be our food, our content, and our dwelling place.
Well, there you go back to the beginning of the way we started the program of having an apple pie in front of you. We hope that our listeners today got a bite and they just didn't get to see it.
Amen.
You know, there's one verse that I'm reminded of as you were speaking. It says, just taste and see that right. The Lord is good.
Amen.
He really wants us to enjoy him.
Right.
Well, Francis, our time's up. Appreciate you coming in and doing this program with me today.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks very much.
This is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee.